you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Congress votes to end a ban on mining near Minnesota's boundary waters. The latest on a request at the Capitol to renovate downtown St. Paul's aging entertainment complex, and a celebration honoring Prince is coming to downtown Minneapolis. But first, felony charges are filed against a federal agent in a first-of-its-kind Operation Metro Surge case. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says Gregory Morgan Jr. was driving a rental SUV when he allegedly used his duty weapon to threaten two people during a February 5th traffic incident on Highway 62. According to prosecutors, Morgan admitted to drawing his firearm during a state patrol interview following the incident. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty.
Mr. Morgan admitted that he was driving the rented SUV and he and his partner were headed to the Whipple building to end their shift. Additionally, he admitted that he drew his firearm.
A nationwide warrant has been issued for Morgan's arrest. Legal experts expect the case to trigger a courtroom debate over whether federal agents can claim immunity for actions taken while off duty. Minnesotans responding to the U.S. Senate vote to end a ban on mining within the same watershed as the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Ingrid Lyons is executive director of Save the Boundary Waters.
This is a dark day for the Boundary Waters, no doubt, but also a dark day for public lands across the country. And I think what's really important right now as we reflect on this vote is also holding people to account because, you know, the lawmakers who voted in favor of this resolution, they flew in the face of their constituents.
The measure reverses a 20-year moratorium on mining and mining activities on more than 225,000 acres of Superior National Forest land in the Rainy River watershed. It passed with a 50-49 vote. It now heads to the desk of President Donald Trump, who is expected to sign it. Leaders with the City of St. Paul and Minnesota Wild are optimistic about their latest ask at the Capitol to renovate downtown St. Paul's aging entertainment complex.
Beginning with the least glamorous yet sorely needed, says Minnesota Wild owner Craig Leopold.
Bathrooms, escalators, concourses, HVAC.
It's his third request for help in as many years and fully supported by Mayor Cully Herr, who says the arena, River Center, and Roy Wilkins Auditorium are statewide assets and should be funded as such.
These are city properties, and that if we don't take care of them, a city property that is actually being used by the entire state and the entire state benefits from, it will all fall on St. Paul's taxpayers, and that is not something that we want to see happen.
The city and Wild would each invest $162.5 million, and they're requesting $200 million in state assistance. Any cost overruns would be handled by the Wild, and no property tax dollars would be used. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has vetoed action taken by the city council last week, the council rejecting the mayor's nomination of Community Safety Commissioner Todd Barnett. The mayor spoke about the difficulty with the council and its impact on governance.
When petty politics come into play, which clearly they did, you don't need to take my word for it, the council president himself was quoted directly as saying that this was just about using a blunt tool to get me to do something.
The council will take up the veto at its meeting on April 23rd, but an override seems unlikely given the first vote, but not impossible. The only other choices would be for the council to affirmatively confirm Barnett or for Frey to withdraw the appointment and nominate someone else. Severe Weather Awareness Week continues in Minnesota today with the annual testing of the tornado sirens across the state. WCCO-TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
At 1:45 this afternoon and 6:45, don't panic if you hear the outdoor sirens going. This is the test and a good reminder. What would you do if that was an actual tornado warning at that moment? Have a little plan in place at home, at work. Keep yourself safe.
No severe weather is in our forecast, but some changes are on the way. The premiere of a documentary film on the nearly 27-year search for Jacob Wetterling highlighted at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival this weekend.
Back in 89, it was kind of a, what they call a sleepy little village.
It's like what you hear about in terms of ideal small towns. We didn't lock our doors.
I can tell you that it was a very comfortable, quiet community until our son was kidnapped and everything changed.
Jacob's mother, Patty, telling WCCO's Adam and Jordana she agreed to the film after realizing how many lives were touched by Jacob's story.
It's hard to live through something like that and know what to do with it. So this kind of wraps it all together and it's like, yeah, that was a lot. And here we are now. We're better, we're stronger, and we're all together.
Jacob Wetterling was abducted by a masked gunman while riding his bike from home to the store in October of 1989. He was 11 years old. Jacob's remains were found in 2016 after a longtime person of interest in the case confessed. Finally, a celebration honoring Prince is coming to downtown Minneapolis.
The Prince sing-along at the Celebration Block Party takes place June 6th, one day before what would have been Prince's 68th birthday. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
We're going for a record. 10 to 15,000 people outside singing Prince songs in unison. Raspberry Berets coming down the pike.
A Minneapolis-based mass choir of 100 vocalists will accompany acclaimed musical director Sanford Moore, Prince's former attorney, manager, and friend Londell McMillan.
He will be the artist that we will sing his songs. We will sing his songs from the beginning of his career all the way through the end of his career. We will celebrate him because I know Prince, he would have celebrated you.
In downtown Minneapolis, Mark Frey, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.